You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Days of Our Lives fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly Days Prediction Edition. I have got predictions for Stephanie and Everett, for EJ DeMera, for Xander Kitayiakis, and for Teresa, Brady, and Tate, and also for Alex and Teresa. I can't wait to unpack these for you, but if you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. Now let's dive right in. My first prediction, I think Jada's fit of rage may push Stephanie closer to Everett instead of pulling her further away. So Stephanie is kind of looking really PO'd at Jada after she rants at her and kind of mocks her. This is in the new weekly promo, and you can check out our video on the day's playlist, or if you just go to our main page and scroll down, I think we published it on Saturday. And in the weekly promo, Jada chews Stephanie a new one after she sees her smiling with Everett. And then Wednesday the 27th, spoilers say this should be happening on midweek because Stephanie and Everett talk about where they are now and where they are now in the sense of, you know, they were dating, they slept together, and then she found out he's really Bobby Stein and he got checked out. He has this traumatic brain injury. He also has this weird amnesia thing. So Stephanie's kind of still giving him the benefit of the doubt and she does care about him. But Jada is just furious. Like, just seeing him makes her go nuclear, which is understandable because her husband Bobby sounds terrible. So Jada reams Stephanie. She takes this mocking tone, saying that he's a lying sociopath and she is oh so sympathetic to him. She's doing a whole voice thing and it really, really just ticks Stephanie off. And I wonder if it is actually going to take things in the other direction and not the direction that Jada intends. My second prediction, and this really needs to happen because it's overdue. I don't know if it will happen, but I hope it does. I think EJ needs to face some on-the-job disgrace. So we've got Stefan DeMera cutting deals and threatening EJ. I certainly hope Stefan's got a backup copy of that recording if he's smart, because remember, he gave the phone to EJ, and maybe EJ thinks if the phone's in his pocket, Stefan can't do anything. But we do know that I think Friday was Brandon Barish's last day, and he's off for a couple of months for paternity leave because 6 months ago, he and his wife had a little niblet. So yeah, he's going to be gone a little bit. Xander's out on bail now, and the chatter is that he's starting an investigation into the shooting because the cop's being dirty. And it's just this whole sketchy house of cards. And EJ is actually kind of implicated in several bad arrests, including that of Tate Donovan. And the whole fact that he is attached to that case is super sketchy because of his stepdaughter's involvement. The same thing with him overseeing Gabby Hernandez's case, considering that is his sister-in-law. Will he lose his job or at least land in hot water? Gosh, I hope so. Spoilers for Wednesday the 27th say Xander insists to Harris he didn't shoot him. And this, of course, is part of that bad arrest thing. And then Friday the 29th, Holly comes clean to Eric, who then has her come clean to EJ and Nicole. Brady's in the room, so EJ can't try and lie, deny, or bury this truth. And Holly's outrage may make him look bad too if he doesn't drop all charges. And I think, honestly, he owes an apology to Tate. We'll see if hell freezes over and he gives it to him. My third prediction, I think Xander Kitayiakis is going to smell a rat. More than one, actually, because there's Constantine as well. But we're not going to talk about Constantine right now. So I think Harris might act sketchy and kind of off when Xander comes to him to insist to him, I didn't shoot you. Because Harris isn't fuzzy at all on who tried to kill him. He 100% knows it wasn't Xander. He knows it was Stefan. But Stefan confessed to both his and Ava's drug dealing and money laundering crimes to keep her out of jail. And in exchange for that, Harris pledged not to reveal Stefan's double attempted murders on him. But of course, that leaves Xander hanging in the wind accused and Harris playing the I can't recall card. So I, you know, unless there's some sort of confirmed statement, it sounds like Xander is still at risk. So that same Wednesday spoiler where Xander goes to Harris trying to convince him he's not the shooter is one spoiler for this. And then there's another spoiler from Paul Telfer. He was on Dish and Days and he said something like, Xander is going to launch his own investigation into the shooting, and I certainly hope that he nails him. All right, our fourth prediction, I think Teresa and Brady are going to ban Tate Donovan from seeing Very Bad Girl Holly Jonas. So this Friday, finally, Holly Jonas confesses to Eric, and then he's going to have her confess to a wider audience. And that same day, spoilers say Teresa is looking for answers from Tate. So he's still hung up on Holly. You know, he still likes her, even though he's very upset that she's lying and putting his whole future at risk. But once she tells the truth, I bet his attitude will soften because he's a teenage boy and she's a pretty girl. But I bet that his parents are going to ban him from seeing her. We're going to get a whole Romeo and Juliet thing, I think, especially after the truth comes out that Holly is the one that's the bad influence. And she's been a lying little hag ever since she woke up. I mean, truly, they are smart to keep those two apart because Holly will just drag Tate down and it would be an absolute slap in Nicole and EJ's faces if, you know, Teresa and Brady issue a ban because they were the one trying to keep them apart, trying to be like, oh, Holly's all innocent and Tate is all bad. So that confession comes Friday the 29th, according to official spoilers. All right. Our very last prediction, I think Alex Kitayakis might cave and actually propose to gold-digging Teresa Donovan. So Kristen DiMera and Alex Kitayakis cook up a scheme next week to try and make Brady and Teresa jealous. We saw a little bit of this in the promo. And again, you can check out our coverage of the promo in our main page of the day's playlist. And so they are going to kiss in Horton Town Square. And then there's another photo showing Teresa at Alex's place. And looks like they're just about to kiss. Looks like the plan works, at least in terms of Teresa and Alex. I don't know if Brady's going to come back around. But there's absolutely also more to this since Constantine ordered her to get back to gold digging or else. But I also think Alex is a little heartbroken, a little heartsick. And he knows Teresa wants the ring on her finger, so he may just go ahead and cave in and propose. The spoilers tied to this Monday, March 25th, Christina and Alex are plotting, and a spoiler for Tuesday, the 27th, says that Kristen manipulates Teresa while Brady confronts Alex. So it definitely sounds like it is working. All right, those are all of our predictions for next week and beyond. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see, which way you think the storylines might be going, agree or disagree. And be sure and come back every single day because we are here talking days 7 days a week on the number one most followed soap opera YouTube channel. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, this is your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast. Because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.